Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida soils. Florida's soils have a reputation for being especially sandy, but in fact, soil properties can vary widely. The soils of North and Central Florida are typically very sandy. Incorporating compost can increase organic matter and help give plants the moisture and nutrients they need to thrive. In the Panhandle, soils can be sandy or contain substantial amounts of clay. Clayey soils tend to compact easily and drain slower than sandy soils. In the northern Everglades, soils tend to be peat-based and extremely fertile. If you live in this area, you may not need to amend your soil. Finally, in extreme South Florida, soils are often shallow and have a high pH due to the influence of the limestone bedrock. For best results in any soil, always choose plants that tolerate the site conditions. For more about soils, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Chickasaw Plum. The Chickasaw Plum is an attractive tree that provides both people and wildlife with a delicious fruit. Growing up to 25 feet tall, Chickasaw Plum forms a rounded mass of slender, thorny branches around a short trunk. Before the leaves appear in spring, the tree is covered with clusters of tiny, fragrant white blooms. Then the small fruits appear, turning from red to yellow as they ripen. The plums can be eaten fresh or turned into tasty jelly. Plant your Chickasaw Plum in part or full sun. It can tolerate a wide range of soil types, but prefers an acid pH. Chickasaw Plum grows quickly and can be used in the landscape as a small specimen tree. You may want to prune away any root sprouts to keep the tree looking good. For more about Chickasaw Plum and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a florist. Flowers are always an appropriate gift, but choosing a florist that's right for you will make the most out of your gesture. Select a florist who will get to know you, keep track of your favorite flowers, and send reminders of upcoming special occasions. Find one with convenient hours and a guarantee of satisfaction. A good florist will ask questions about what you're looking for, offer their expert advice, and suggest gifts to match any sentiment, occasion, or even home decor. Look for artistry in the florist's designs and presentation. A great shop carries a complete selection of different high-quality flowers. It should also provide floral food with purchases and offer instructions for proper care. A good florist can make any occasion a memorable one. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, prickly pear. For a low-maintenance plant that can take the sun and survive with little water, try prickly pear. This evergreen cactus makes an attractive backdrop in mixed borders and even adds some color of its own. Prickly pear is drought-tolerant and salt-tolerant, has few pest and disease problems, and grows in even the sandiest soils. It provides food and shelter for animals, making it a great Florida-friendly choice for any yard. Gardeners love the bright yellow flowers that appear in spring and summer and then give way to bright red, egg-shaped fruits. The fruits have a tart, watermelon-like flavor. Just be sure to peel or singe them before eating since they do have spines. Or try growing one of the spineless types for all the fun without the hassle. For more information about prickly pear and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scented geraniums. Many people enjoy growing plants that produce sweet-smelling flowers, but you shouldn't overlook plants with fragrant foliage. Scented geraniums have long been favored for their fragrant leaves, which release aromatic oils when rubbed or crushed. They can smell like mint, rose, lemon, cinnamon, or even chocolate. Outside of Florida, scented geraniums are usually grown as houseplants. Here, they can be grown outdoors in containers, though they may struggle in summer's heat and will need to be protected from frost. In Victorian times, people would float the leaves in small bowls of water as a way to cleanse their hands before eating, earning the plants the name finger bowl geraniums. The leaves are also edible and can be used to flavor sugars, jellies, or baked goods. For more information about scented geraniums, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.